This past week, President Bush continued to promote his plan to enlist community and religious organizations to help solve America's social problems.
Today, I'm sending to Congress a set of ideas and proposals that mark a hopeful new direction for our government. We will encourage community and faith-based programs without changing their mission.
According to a study conducted by the Akron Survey Research Center after the November election, faith was a basis for the way many Americans voted. The survey broke down Republican and Democratic votes according to religion. John Green, professor of political science at the University of Akron, led the study. He says the fact that certain religious groups vote predominantly for one party or another is nothing new. But since the last survey, after the presidential election in 1996, voter polarization has increased.
Most white Protestants voted Republican, and many African-Americans voted Democratic. But among those groups was where the polarization occurred. White evangelical Protestants who attend church frequently, a group that many people would know as the religious right, voted much more strongly for George Bush than they voted for Bob Dole 4 years ago. On the other hand, African-American Protestants voted 96% for Al Gore and turned out in very large numbers. So there we saw polarization between two important religious groups.
What about Catholics?
Well, interestingly enough, the Catholic community divided according to church attendance. The more observant Catholics voted on balance for George Bush. In fact, 57% voted Republican. On the other hand, the less observant, people who went to Mass less than once a week, for instance, voted 59% for Al Gore. And, you know, I think there's an issue basis for that. Republicans seem to do a little better on the life issues, issues such as abortion, whereas the Democrats seem to do a little bit better on social welfare and taking care of the poor and so forth. And part of what we saw in this survey was the more observant Catholics tended to stress the life issues, and that led them to want to vote Republican. And whereas their less observant colleagues tended to stress the social welfare issues, and that led them into the Democratic camp.
And did you do other religious groups as well, non-Christians, those who claim no affiliation with a religious denomination?
Yeah, we were able to look at a group, because of the size of the survey, at a variety of different groups. The Jewish community voted very heavily Democratic, as they typically do. Other non-Christians pretty much stayed in the Democratic column. Non-religious voters, which we sometimes call seculars, voted two-thirds for Al Gore. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, there were some small groups that voted Republican. The Latter-day Saints, Mormons, voted very heavily for George Bush.
Was there a particular denomination that perhaps turned out for this election that might not have in the past and perhaps then was able to push the balance toward President Bush's favor?
Well, there was one change that was quite striking. During the 1990s, President Clinton and Al Gore were able to attract a lot of support from less observant white Protestants, some of them evangelicals, some of them mainline Protestants. But in this election, George Bush was able to win those groups. He got solid majorities. And I think that helped Bush win many states in the South, and perhaps even Vice President Gore's own home state of Tennessee. And that change was probably quite significant, and in this very close election may have tipped the Electoral College in the Republican direction.
The religious right, as you characterize it, actually did vote more for President George W. Bush in this election than they did for Bob Dole back in 1996. There's like a 14% difference. Was it the personal story of the candidate that made the difference?
You know, I really think it, in many respects it was. Governor Bush was able to appeal to evangelical Protestants in a very powerful and personal way. But, you know, he also made some concessions on policy. For instance, he promised to sign a ban on late-term abortions if he were elected president. That's farther than most Republican candidates have gone on the abortion issue. So between his personal story and some selective concessions on policy, I think he made a very good case for these voters.
In the past week, we have seen the new president sending initiatives for faith-based community service. Are there expectations, promises that have been made that are now expected to be fulfilled?
President Bush made some specific promises during the campaign having to do with issues such as abortion and faith-based programs. But beyond that, there were general expectations, particularly among religious conservatives and especially among white evangelical Protestants, that President Bush would make some changes in the way that the government operates, that he would respect religious values in a way that maybe some of his predecessors had not, but also put some policies in place that this community has advocated for a long time. I think we see some of those expectations and promises being met with the faith-based initiatives, also with things like the nomination of John Ashcroft as Attorney General.
Do you think, one hates to be cynical about this, but when you think about which religious groups actually delivered the vote for the president, do you think there's an expectation in terms of the doling out, for example, of money that's going to be doled out?
My sense is that while some of the political people in Washington may be making those calculations, that the White House is very aware of the downside of treating religious groups differently for political purposes. There is some potential for President Bush to reach out to Black Protestants, to Roman Catholics, to people in the Jewish community, many of whom may not have voted for him, because these are people who may find his faith-based initiatives quite cogent.
Dr. John Green is a professor of political science at the University of Akron and the director of the Third National Study of Religion and Politics. He joined us from member station WKSU in Kent, Ohio. Dr. Green, thank you very much.
Oh, it's my pleasure.